WHND, Honey 56, Jukebox Memories. Taking a look at Souvenir 66. That was number 15 in the Keener Music Guide for October 23rd, 1966. We will get back with the rest, the top 14. But you're going to have to stick around. We've got to take a little break. There's something happening in the news that you need to know about. And so we'd like to invite you to stick around and listen from the network, and then we will be back. So please stay.
Therese Crowley. The Pentagon is now confirming that 120 U.S. Marines and Navy support people are dead in the kamikaze car bombing of Marine headquarters in Beirut. 45 injured have been evacuated so far out of the more than 100 who are wounded. The sleeping Marines were the early morning targets of a car packed with a ton of explosives. It crashed into the lobby of the four-store building and detonated. Moments later, a French peacekeeping unit was leveled the same way.
At the French command post, where, like at the Marine headquarters, these were two four-story buildings. They just collapsed like a pack of cards. There's nothing there, even to believe there was once a building. It's just two massive piles of rubble.
BBC correspondent Chris Drake in Beirut says Lebanese civil defense counts 25 French dead. As the surviving Marines frantically pawed at the rubble to dig out their people, they came under sniper attack from two directions. But they continued scrabbling. Survivors are being helicoptered and airlifted to U.S. warships offshore and military hospitals in Cyprus and West Germany. No one has claimed responsibility for what Major Bob Jordan called the worst carnage I've seen since Vietnam.
The White House is saying it has circumstantial evidence that points the finger of blame toward Iran. Acting News Secretary Larry Speaks says part of the circumstantial evidence is the similarity between today's bombing and the terrorist explosion at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut in April of this year. In that bombing, Iran is also considered a prime suspect.
Correspondent Joe Ewalt at the White House, where President Reagan met with his national security advisors. This morning, Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger said a major concern now is ensuring the safety of the U.S. Marines. The 120 who died represent the greatest loss of life since the Vietnam War. And Senator Patrick Leahy says that fact cannot be lost on the American people.
Simply keeping the Marines there and continuing to expose them to this kind of danger is not going to bring about a settlement in Lebanon. And we've got to have a far clearer policy than we have now, and that should be the strive, not an effort to show that we are brave or powerful. Everybody knows we're brave. Everybody knows we're powerful. We don't have to have our people get killed to prove that.
Senator Leahy, he has long been opposed to our administration's policy in Lebanon. Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, speaking on Face the Nation, said that sending in more Marines would not necessarily help the Marines perform their mission, but the Navy task force offshore is vital, and the president's team is looking into whether it provides enough support. The families of those 120 men will start getting the phone calls from the Pentagon this afternoon. Marine Commander Tim Garrity in Lebanon says, though, that this kind of attack only strengthens the resolve of the men who went in determined to secure the area. The strength of the spirit is all over the faces of 17,000 people today. Under a gray rain and bleak New York autumn day, they flocked to the testing grounds. A million more lined the streets of New York to see who can make it through the New York Marathon. Via satellite, this is the RKO Radio Network.
What?
All right. We thought you ought to check out that news because it's kind of unsettling, it's kind of upsetting, and kind of reminiscent of a time that we all are very aware of.
You're listening to Jukebox Memories on Honey Radio WHND with Tim Nixon.